The world of cricket woke up to shocking news this morning. That should be your cue to stop listening, right? Well, hold on. One of cricket's biggest stars, Sachin Tendulkar of India, announced he's retiring this year. For cricket, it's like LeBron James calling it quits. Tendulkar has set numerous records over the years, but as the world's Bradley Campbell reports, he means much more than that to his country and his fans.
My introduction to Sachin Tendulkar came in 2002. I was living in Trinidad, studying at the University of the West Indies. Now, India was scheduled to play the West Indies in cricket. That's all anyone seemed to talk about. Really, it was less about the match, though, than it was about the arrival of a batsman, Sachin Tendulkar. It was like the arrival of the Babe Ruth of cricket. Now, the Caribbean is crazy about the sport, and newspapers covered his every swing. The guy seemed bigger than the game itself.
This guy is like the god of cricket in India.
That's the world's Manya Gupta. She grew up in Lucknow.
He started playing at the age of 16 professionally for the country, and then for the past 25 years he's been playing and he's been creating all sorts of records on the field, and he is like the guy that people think of when they think of cricket in India or probably in the subcontinent.
She says the surprising part about Tendulkar is that he doesn't act like this prima donna. Now, that's something when you consider his star power is like Tom Brady and Brad Pitt rolled into one.
He has been a sort of brand ambassador not only for the sport but for the country because of his record on the field and his character off the field. And he is sort of a non-controversial figure in a country like India where almost everything else is controversial.
He comes across as a very, very down-to-earth, unassuming kind of a guy.
The freelance writer Asim Chabra says that personality, it allowed Tendulkar to reach audiences beyond the cricket world, people who don't know a wicket from a crease.
But Sachin took Indian cricket to a very different level. He started getting all these brand endorsements, brands like Coca-Cola and Adidas and Toshiba.
I reached Chabra in New Delhi, and like most cricket fans, he has a Tendulkar moment. It came last year when the batsman became the first player to score 100 runs for the 100th time in international play. Now, it's okay if you don't understand the significance. Just know that that feat is incredible.
It was really very moving. Everybody cheered and, you know, he raised his bat and you could see he was very emotional. I mean, at the end of the day, he's a sportsman and a terrific sportsman. And so he raised his bat sort of acknowledging the cheering. And it was really terrific.
Such moments are coming to a close, though. Tendulkar is 40 years old. Chabra says it's time for the great athlete to finally put down his bat.
It was time for him to retire, really. But people are still very shocked. People are still, it's an end of an era as such. It's a very dramatic end of an era.
Tendulkar's final appearance will be in India, and tickets will be at a premium. It will be his 200th international test match. And after that, he'll call it a day. Deepak Singh, a contributor to The World, grew up idolizing the athlete. And he says the great batsman of Mumbai will walk away a legend.
He's the god of cricket, will always be. And he's retiring soon, and this makes me sad. Cricket will never be the same for me.
For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell.
And you can find more of Deepak Singh's thoughts on his retiring cricket hero at PRI.org.